Hey, the big dreamer, Augusta, Ogama. Oh yeah, welcome to the third episode in the second season of the Big Dreamers podcast. I am your host, Defisayo. This is a community where we share our big dreams and how we can overcome the hurdles of life, thereby growing together. Our focus this season is on Nigeria, and I'll be discussing with my several guests on how we can continue to dream big and make an impact in spite of the several problems we face in Nigeria. Today, my guest Francis will be sharing with me how and why we should do away with the entitlement mentality, amongst many other things. So sit tight, drive carefully, do not be too comfortable on that bed. Just make sure you enjoy this podcast. I'm happy we're able to do this. So, you know how this goes. You listen to the podcast, so nothing should be new. The only thing that is new is what we're going to be discussing today and the angle we are coming in from today, yeah? So, before we start, let us know about you. What do you do? Who is Francis?
Okay, I'm Francis Odeyemi. I'm a digital designer, a brand designer. So, I do brand identity. I do content creation as well, and I do mobile photography as well. Yeah.
Please, for people that do not understand any of those things, can you so mundane terms or easy layman language? What is mobile photography? What is I understand these things, but please explain.
Okay. Brand identity. We all know brand identity as logo design, graphics design, art design, indoor marketing designs, and all. But those are the simple way you can explain to people. All the social media designs they see, most of these logos they see around, complimentary cards, anything design they see around. So I do that. Mobile photography is when you utilize your phone to take good pictures professionally. Yeah, so
right.
I do that as well. I'm very well.
There was a third thing you mentioned.
Yeah, content creation.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm a copywriter. So I write for a brand. I'm a digital strategy for a brand, which is Potter's Art. So I write.
I thought.
What to say? Hello.
Don't you own Potter's Art?
Yes, I own Potter's. How do you know this?
Because now you're getting me confused.
Okay. Well. Why I just come from the help is because I have not officially launched it. So I'll be doing that lately. This year. So Potter's Art is an online platform, an online community where we provide resources and materials to make people live life easy. These days where people just get depressed easily, where people just get things so down. So we have materials you can read, we have resources you can read, we have life hacks resources you can read that will make your life better. And if you are going through any challenges, you read about people that has gone through those things, the apps they use, and how it can make your life better. And one of our difference is we visually represent everything. Now, trust me, now I'm a designer, so we visually represent everything. We illustrate everything so that it can convey that message to you.
So, on the part of conveying the message, I pretty much get the message based on the brand identity you're putting out for Potter's Art. Now, that's one of the major reasons why I'm on this podcast, because I see what you're doing. I see that most of these things also minister to people, even whether you're going through depression or not. You just sometimes a day in your life, you just want, how would I say, to get...
Everybody needs positive vibes now.
Motivation. Yes. Motivation. Yeah. However, do you have a track record? Like, okay, this is the number of people I have. This, whatever we are doing has been able to impact in the past few years.
Yes.
So we have done past months, past weeks.
Okay, so I started Potter's Act 2016. Like, I had Division 2016. But, you know, I test run, or should I put it that way? But I started that as a WhatsApp community then, whereby I was in over 250 WhatsApp group then. So daily, I sent an average of people on that page, like on each WhatsApp group, average is 150 people. So imagine sending daily podcast, like daily broadcast to over 250 groups, an average of 150 people. So like then and now, we cover over 5 to 50,000 Nigerian youth every day. So this is how I break it down. An average of 20,000 people will download the content. An average of 5,000 will read and assimilate. So we've reached a lot. Yeah, today I was reading a message on one of our platform, and that lady, she chatted me from the UK. I just saw the message. She's from the UK, and she said she used to tell her friends to check Potter's Act every time. Like, she really loved this. She mentioned something. She said, "I love this wisdom you are putting out here. This is so real from Black people." Like,
so she...
what Black? I was like, eh. So she, the word Black, I was like, okay. Like, that's really motivating. And the major thing, like, the major motivation behind this is because early in life, I passed through some things. I passed through some challenges, like things I don't really want people to go through. And that results, okay, that there can be a platform where you can provide resources for people, for them to learn how things are being done. You know, most of us, we are used to age-long lies that has formed our belief system, forms...
Right. When you say early in life, how old are you? Are you up to 50 years?
Okay. Currently, I'm less than 25.
Okay.
Early in life, I'm talking about my teenage. I'm talking about when I was 13, 14, 12.
Okay.
My teenage. So I faced some things. Those things shaped me. And those things gave strength. Like, it gave the strength for who I am today.
Yes. And who is that person? Let us meet that person.
Francis or them. The person, that person that can never give up. Yes, I can never give up. I've been doing this thing for the past 3 years, and every day I develop content. So
you've been doing this for 3 years, and how is it that you're just launching if you have been doing this for 3 years?
Okay, you know, the thing is this. At first, when you have a dream or when you have a vision, you don't know how you carry it out at first. So most times, we just jump something without planning. Do you get?
Okay.
So what?
All right. So based on where you are today in life and so much lessons you've learned, who are people or top three people you say, okay, these three people have made a huge impact on my life, on my upbringing, in leadership, in... finances and like basically inspired me to be the Francis that I am today.
Okay. Basically, I have people both dead and alive. Let me put it that way. Both dead and alive. One of the first person that really opened my eyes at the age of 14 to the digital space was it's not a known person because he died. His name was Oguni Yoladapo. So he was my tutor then. That's when I had to write jam then. So he was my tutor then. His name is Oguni Yoladapo. So he really, really showed me the beauty in the digital space. And I have that. So progressing in life, I have to make YouTube my friend. So start to learn tutorials, start to watch videos. So I came across Dr. Miles Morel. So I downloaded his tapes. I listened to his tapes. I start to read his books, Spirit of Leadership, and most of his resources. And those things shaped me. And also, I have, in the tech space, I currently have my CEO. His name is Evans Akaino.
Evans Akaino.
So he inspires me a lot. I started following him that was 2015, and now I find myself working in the company. Do you get?
Nice. Yes, I do.
Yes, so spiritually too. Spiritually, because I'm a spiritual person. So spiritually, I have my spiritual leaders. I have Apostle Bamilo. I have Apostle Joshua Selman, those two, and I have, you listen to Victoria Orezi now. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
Don't. So after this record, please, Listen to Minister Victoria Orenzi. She was one that sang, "Oh Lord, set my heart on fire for you." Yes, so those people spiritually really blessed my life, and they are still blessing my life. And I really, really learned a lot of things from them. They are people I cannot just leave in my story of becoming. There are people that open my eyes to light, and they still do.
Right.
So those are the few
people in my life. I'm going to check Victoria out, definitely. So now that you mentioned Miles Monroe, brother, yeah. What do you say?
I said, check them out. Check Victoria's out. Check Apostle Joshua Selman's out. I'm very sure you love all those. You love their content.
All right, no problem. So before we started today, one of the people that I also like resonate with that you mentioned is Miles Monroe. And he speaks a lot on leadership. He speaks a lot about discovery of who you are. And yes, yeah, so much. So what I want us to do now is I would share a few things that he has said and ministered to me. We will talk about, I'll ask a few questions based on what he said. We will talk about it. And then if you have anything that you want to share, just one person that you've listened to, that we'll talk about it. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to share Miles's message now.
And every follower is a hidden leader. These are philosophical statements, but they are very important because leadership begins with belief. And your belief system determines your philosophy of life.
Yes.
If every follower is a leader, then the question becomes a problem again. What happens when they all become leaders? Who's going to follow? The fact that you asked that question is proof that you've been successfully convinced by your culture that only a certain type and group of people were born to lead while the other classes were designed to follow. That's really what you believe. That's why the question arises. Because you cannot see in your mind everyone being a leader. You have problems in your mind. I had the same problems. And this is why I teach this so hard. Because it is that belief, that same belief in your mind that's trapping you right now.
Isaiah, are you there?
What do you say?
I want to discuss about something.
Here.
Okay. So, you know, earlier I was talking about belief system. I was talking about how things with believers formed our, what's it called, our reality. And that is one of the things I resonate with Dr. Miles Monroe. Because most times, the most powerful thing, like we all know this, that the most powerful thing we have is the power of the mind. And anything you allow to grow,
right.
Anything you allow to grow in the mind grows. So growing up, I grew up in
as little as that is huge.
That is huge. And that forms who we are. Growing up, I grew up in a marketplace whereby growing up, most of my friends in quotes, they are these other guys, these other bad guys I ever think about. So something starts to pop up in my mind when I was 12 that okay, Francis, these two want to continue with this kind of life. So then, one of the first books I read then, like 13 years of age, was Talent is Never Enough by John C. Maxwell, Think Big, The Big Picture, all these kind of books. So those books, they reorientate my mind. How to unlearn those things I'm used to. And one of the major challenge we are facing today is unlearning. Yes, we know the
country. And that unlearning. Mentioning on learning statements you once made to me on WhatsApp, which is one of the things that I feel like Francis has learned a few things that people should also learn from. That's what ignited me to let's talk about some leadership based on the fact that we're talking about Nigeria this season. You might also be able to help whoever it is that is listening think even bigger. So now, when you said unlearning, which is a key thing, you have to unlearn learn and relearn, right?
That's how
people tend to grow.
Yes. Okay. So, unlearning is one of the most difficult aspects of learning. And once that is done, you can achieve anything in life. You know, over time, before the era of feminism, before the era of all these new things we are used to these days, I remember then my mom, either you're a female or you're a male, you must be in the kitchen. Like, virtually, I can cook every Yoruba food. Why? Because my mom had to just tell me that, Francis, I can't be in the kitchen and you be in the living room. Do you get that? So those things, I just have to just start to watch how things goes. So I realized that there's some reality in my
life. That's key. Whoever is listening here, that is a man. Take you, okay? Okay? So, okay, now continue.
Growing up, I realized that there are some results that I'm not having. And why? Because of the mentality I'm used to. One of them is this. One of the mentalities is the entitlement mentality. I'm very key with that.
Right.
Like, I'm very entitled to, so you cannot greet me. So you cannot respect me. All this kind of thing. All this entitlement mentality that, why can't you just call me? I chatted her. You did not reply my messages. All those things. And all those things start to form some bridges in my heart where I have to, I hold grudges, bitterness, all these things. So I had to unlearn those things that allow people to grow in their space. Like, let them grow in their pace. Let them move the way they want to move. Let them journey the way they want to journey. Everything will still fall together. And about growth, if truly you want to experience growth in any areas of life, unlearning is the key. Because most of us are used to one way of doing something. I was giving an analysis to a friend of mine that we have 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level. If you stay at 100 level and you just stay at 100 level, fine. You are educated, but you are half educated. But if you stay at 200 level, why you unlearn what you've known in 100 level? From 200 level, if you apply that to business, if you're at 200 level in business, you'll be able to earn the money of 100 level. But if you now take it like further to 400 level, that means you have the privilege of 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, and 400 level. And that is where the extra comes in. That is where the extra miles comes in. I see most people today talk about, oh, this is not working, that is not working. So yes, we know everything negates progress. Like, everything in Nigeria negates growth. But what are you doing? Are you even sure what you are doing?
Everything. Including people, including yourself and myself, not everything.
See, we are the problem of ourselves, not the government. Because if someone
I am not the problem, I am the solution. It depends on how you choose to see it.
If someone like you can start up, yes, well, because I follow your podcast a lot, and one of the things you said then was you have to quit your job and start this, and you have to just wait until something. And now you are facing the real life with you now. Like, now you've been stuck in traffic, just have to come back here to start something. That is that sense of responsibility. Most of the youth are not responsible. I'm sorry for using that word. But we are not responsible. We are not standing up to what we should do. Yes, this is how things are done. How can you make it right? This is how things has been done. See, and most of us, one of the things that is killing us is the spirit of fear. Most of us, we are very afraid of what. See, lately, early this year, one of my resolutions is to uninstall WhatsApp and uninstall some social media stuff, because I get a lot of messages I can't reply. Most times, I just mark them as read.
It seems like everybody this year was like a social cleansing. Everybody seemed to be deleting. When you spoke about fear is a huge thing that holds people's destiny, holds people's future down. So that's why whenever you mentioned I had to quit my job, of course I was in fear doing that, but I had to. Like, you cannot make a progress without taking that step, without moving forward. How do you move forward? Taking a step at a time. So starting a podcast too. I could have lived in the fear of, oh, what if it doesn't go well? What if nobody listens? But guess what? I would never know if I did not start. I had to...
We will never meet. And that's where the issue is now. Most of us don't know that. We don't know that. In us is a generation. Like,
right.
In us is a generation. In you is a podcast. In you is everything you are becoming now. And you know the funny thing about life? Life is a daily adventure that needs daily discovery. Mm. So in life, you wake up today, you feel like starting something new. Not moving away from your purpose, but still recreating your purpose. Because there are ways you can recreate your purpose, and you are not moving away from the original purpose. So life is just a daily journey that needs a daily discovery. And the more you discover life, the more you'll be happy with life. One of the major things I have to unlearn from people, like one of the things I have to unlearn is relationship. Like, I have to realize that at every phase of life, there are people that will be on the journey with you. Some people can start from phase 1 to phase 10 and they will journey with you. And it's only few people. Why some people only have that chance of journey with you from phase 1 to phase 2? They are not bad people. No, they are not bad people. But it's because they are not ready, like their space is over. So you have to move on. At every
their space is like, over.
Yes. Most of the people we are not talking today again is because they are not resonating with our presence, like our presence. Most of the people you are not talking with today, they are not resonating with your presence, like
right.
where you are currently. And
yes.
when those people don't learn, they will be like, that guy is not proud now. She's now on now. And that is where the mentality comes in. That is where the entitlement mentality. We have to unlearn all this entitlement mentality that she did not call me, she just taking a call. Because of that, I will not do this, I will not do that. It's your problem. Most times I even forget to check my messages. Why? Because I don't want to be held down with it. What like my new major app I use every day since January is YouTube and my mail, my Gmail right. and YouTube. Those are the two major things I use daily.
Because YouTube is so like underrated. I must
check Nigeria. Email and I must study on YouTube. Like early this year I listened to average of 5 TED Talks in a day. Like,
but no, that's easy for you to do. Not everyone has that resource and capacity to do. In terms of data, expensive.
And once you put your mind at something, you will definitely do it.
Like, I agree.
That's just the mind thing. Like, the mind is so powerful. Like last week, I was in a training, so I was training some people about how the mind works, why you don't need to speak negative to yourself, why you have to just become your environment determines who you are, people you look up to, the resources you consume forms your reality. And I was shocked when I was listening to people's stories about what was going on. I was like, yes, and I've left that space of mindset. So I was talking to them about a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. Mindset is an hungry mindset. Why a fixed mindset is, I'm comfortable. That's why at times you see some rich people, they don't get richer. Why some poor people get richer, richer, and richer. Check everybody that's like genuinely they are at the top. They always have a track record of a process. And that is where the story is. So most of us these days, we just come out to celebrate results, not the process. But I'll tell you today, I'm a strong supporter of the process. Like, process. Let's see the process. Before you arrive at this journey, let's see the process. But most people today, because of that urgency, impatience, we want to prove a point. And who are we proving points to?
Yeah, and the thing is that going wrong, circle. Everybody wants to prove a point. So on social media, what you see today is I'm putting out my best life. You don't know the struggles I'm going through. And then you see it, you get intimidated, and I'm like, okay, me too, I want to put out my own best life. And then the circle keeps going on and on and on.
You know, one of the funny things this year was, this June was my birth month, and that was June 4.
Oh, happy birthday.
I never posted anything about my birthday. I just did that self-reflection that, okay, so it was on. This today. I never posted anything. And to my surprise, the messages and all these stuff that I received was even more than what I would have received if I actually posted something. So people are really watching. Like, people are really watching. People are really watching about how, like, your process of... I have a quote that I really love, that how you climb a mountain is more important than reaching the top. Like, how you climb a mountain is more important than reaching the top. That means even if you are climbing and you don't reach the top, which is not a good advice, people still have a track record. Even if you are doing something and failing, people still see it. People will be like, okay, so what's our next move now? And most of us, we're always out there to talk about our next move where we've not even taken the action. And that's bad.
Interesting. That's word. Like, that's... Yes, leaving so much for a lot of like pondering. So now, in relation to Nigeria, you already mentioned numerous problems. The first thing that people need to address is their mindset. So what would you say the major problems you have encountered today is a result of or has affected your resolve to life?
I don't get that question.
So looking at the fact that your mindset pushes you to make a certain decision.
Okay.
How has the problems in Nigeria today affected your resolve, affected the way you see life? That's one. Two, how do you think it can be solved?
See, growing up in Nigeria is stressful. Yeah? And it's something that I'm grateful for.
Needed an award now. All of us that
have like, growing up in Nigeria is stressful. And it's something I'm really grateful for that I grew up in Nigeria. Because there is always a thing, an environment, or a person will leave you with, either good or bad. And your attitude to those things now determine what you do to them. Either you go in the bad way, in the wrong way, or you go in the right way. Do you get? If I'm in an environment whereby there is no data, there is no this, there is no that. What people need access to is, number one, the right information about the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have the right information about the right thing, we need the right ability about those things, and we need the right capacity about those things. Like, we need the right, build the right skills, don't do shortcuts, go pass through the process. What we need is not the money. Like, it's not the money. Like, money is just a currency. It's just to exchange something. So once we can have that thing fixed, that right information fixed, that right mindset fixed, change comes. Like, everything just follows. With that right information, right mindset, change follows. So one of the things that serve as a prime mover for me is reading. So I start to read, I start to listen to great people. So I start to study their habits. I start to see how they never complained. One of the early books I read was Great Inventors. How those inventors, some of those inventors, their child died, the process, their wife died, labor, all those things. And they still keep on moving. Because I was watching Steve Jobs' documentary. And I was challenged, and my brain was telling me, think different. See, growth is progressive. It's only the amount of growth you allow is the amount of results you see. So if you want a particular growth, maybe you want to increase your, social presence. What are you doing to increase your social presence? Are you putting out rubbish content that, hey, I'm at the club? The content you push out determines the audience you attract.
Yes, because I was going to say that if you put out content like that, also you wouldn't get traction in terms of followers. You will still get the followers, but then it's the kind of followers that you will get that will be different.
And one of the things about ideas or mind is the way you channel it is the way it will go. The way you fuel it is the way it will come out. Because when an idea drops into your mind, it's just neutral. So you don't want to give it the plus sign or the minus sign. So to Nigeria now, and to Nigerians, we really need to change our mindsets. We don't need to I'm the local champion in this particular environment. I'm the only one doing it better in this environment. My sister, there is more to the world. Nigeria should not be the standard. The standard should be the standard. The standard should be a global standard. Yes, I'm doing digital design. I'm writing. Okay. Who are the best people in the world doing this thing? Okay. Who are the best agencies doing these things? What is their process? See, one of my own major things is this. I love research a lot. Like, before I even got to talk, I made a lot of researches about you. Like, before, when I started listening to your podcast, I had to make a lot of researches. Anywhere you had your content, I had to study them. So, for me, so that has been part of my learning culture. If I'm hearing new, imagine we are chatting now, and I'm hearing new words or new things I'm not used to before, I go online, search for it, see a video about it, learn about it, and grow with it. And that becomes my reality. And that little questions will now be, Francis, how are you doing it? Most of us, we are not paying attention to listening. We only hear, we don't listen. And when you listen, you meditate well and more. But people are not paying attention to that. So all those things really, I'm not talking about money. Money is just a reward of all these things. So you can't jump all these things and expect money to come. You're not treating your customer the right way. You're not treating your client the right way. So you now think they will No, they cannot sell you. It's not possible. A good product, like a very good product, sells without invitation. Lately, I used to get home late, because of stuff I'm doing. And when I got to, anytime I get home, I'm always tired. So there is this woman that used to sell, I'll not mention the name of the food.
Okay.
We call it yam burger. Like, she used to sell yam burger. And believe me, I will have to join the queue to buy the hamburger. Why? Because she's selling a value that she never had any identity. She never had any brand, She'll pack inside a pack for you. You go and eat it in your house. Like, a good product, when you have good values, you attract good people. And the more you attract good people, the more you have engaged some laws, like love, honor, like being humble, those things will eventually come to you. You can't expect me to live in the White House for 3 months and I will not change globally. It's not possible. Why? Because my environment there means a lot. So where is our environment? Yes, we know Nigeria is, in quotes, as they will say, Nigeria is bad. A lot of people have given up on Nigeria, that Nigeria cannot be good again, and blah, blah, blah. But I still have that hope that we are the future. Nigeria will be good. Even if it's just 5 people, Nigeria will be good. And Nigeria is going to be good. We should speak positive.
Exactly.
Stop, like, this Lagos, where everybody... The funny thing is, everybody just dump things everywhere. And I was speaking to one of my neighbors one day that, what can we do to stop this drainage problem? Because anytime it rains, flood and everything, all these things comes out and affects a lot of things. So she was saying that, you know what, these people will not contribute. I told her that, let's try this. So a Saturday, we try something. We clear the gutter of that particular place, of that estate. We clear the gutter. And the other people on the other streets, they're like, oh, who did this? How? So they start to emulate that. But the problem is we lack consistency, so we cannot continue. Mm. So now imagine we actually continue, like we continue. So imagine how that comes, and that is how influence is built. One of the major
things
I learned from Dr. Mice is influence. And how do you get influence? When you are knowledgeable, and when you have that, it's not power in quotes, but when you have power too, when you have your ability to stand up with something and be consistent with it, and before you know it, you are influencing a lot of people. Take for instance now, let any of our big celebrity, like big music artists, shoot a video and just wear only this on this day. Like, just let's keep seeing the video all over the media. Before you know it, that will be the new style that everybody will put on. Why? Because they have influence and they have power. And they compel us to start to do things we don't want to do. Why? Because they control our mind. So all these mind controlling systems, they really have power over us. So everything still evolves around the mind.
Oh, yeah, man. So I'm curious to know, when you researched me, what did you see, Biko?
I saw a lot of your pictures. I saw a lot of pictures that I'll be going up and down. Yeah, that's actually amazing. Because lately, it has been in my plan, like, to go on a trip once in a month in this Nigeria, not outside yet, in this Nigeria, to know a lot of things going on in Nigeria, a lot of hidden things we never know.
Yeah, treasures. For those who don't know, or for those listening, I'm a travel and lifestyle brand or tourism development advocate. So, you know what? We're going to be ending soon. And before we end, what are the three things you want to see changed in Nigeria?
Number one, our entitlement mentality. That Nigeria must, the governor must do something for us. We have to change that mentality. Like, and my friend must do this for me. Because I did something for my friend, he must do. No. We have to change that mentality. That's number one. And number two, we have to go for knowledge. Like, we have to know the right information about the particular thing, because we are not speaking. And the funny thing about Nigerians is it's not even funny, but the most inspiring thing about Nigerians is we are the best. Like, we are great in terms of we are global. We are global. Like, we are global. We're always king when we go out there. And that is it. Let's seek knowledge. And the last one I want to talk about is, let's learn to give back. Yes, if you're out there, if you're out of the country, you've learned new things. See, as much as I'm in Lagos, I'm still, like, I was speaking with a friend 2 days ago that I still have plans for my hometown. Like, if possible, everything I know, all the youth in my own town can know everything I know, I'll be very happy. Do you get? So let's learn to give back. That is very essential. So that is the theory.
I am actually really inspired listening to your story and what you had to say. So if people want to reach out to you and message you, how do they reach out to you on social media and perhaps your email?
Okay, so on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Medium, I'm Francis Odeyemi. Like, the name is Francis Odeyemi. So if you want to join Potter's Art, no, I'm not saying join, but if you want to connect with Potter's Art, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, the Potter's Art.
We are done for today. Thank you for joining, Francis.
Thank you, Bisayo. Thanks for the invitation. Like, it's a real privilege for me. I really appreciate this.
So it was awesome having Francis on this podcast. Francis is someone I met on Instagram, so I got to know him because he listens to a lot of my podcasts and a few. I think he was tagging me. I will have to go and check how this whole relationship started. So I got to know him basically through Instagram, and like he mentioned, he has been following some of the things I do. And when I see someone that is kind of committed, I don't know, I just pick interest too. I said, okay, what can I do to, be of value to him even beyond what I already do? Because I believe like what I do is providing value to whoever it is listening to, either the podcast I create or the videos I make on YouTube or the write-ups I have on my site. Everything is supposed to deliver value in some sort. So when I see someone that is really invested in me, I feel like I should try my possible best to also give back in one other, some other ways, you know. Anyways, as we got talking, I got to know more about him and his values, and I kind of resonated with some of the things he had to say about leadership and life. And I thought it would be interesting to have him on this podcast. So there you go. You can also be the next person on this podcast as a listener. What one thing that he said that I would like to reiterate is he had to unlearn some relationships. So sometimes you are on this journey, it's not everybody that you start with at the point that will be with you till point Z. Do you get, like, sometimes you have to unlearn and relearn and keep growing. That's growth is how will I say it now? So there's a river. If it doesn't flow, then it becomes stagnant and it smells and it becomes it causes illness for people staying in that surrounding. But if it flows, it grows, it springs life. You see fishes growing. But if it's stagnant, you see the fishes in it dying. So that's how life is. You have to grow. You have to be a flow. People in your life will come and go. Not everybody is supposed to stay forever. So you have to know the time and place for each of these things. And one other thing is the entitlement mentality. I think I have an entitlement mentality, I wouldn't lie, and that's something I will have to work on. Like being the first one already, you expect that your junior ones like, good morning sister Fisayo. But it's something that I am like, even with the issue of titles, like I'm beginning to like, what's the point? I just want to feel my ego. Is that necessary? So also listening to Miles Monroe messages, he touches on some of these things about titles, what is leadership in the first place, is what is power and all that kind of stuff. So there's something that I would need to work on, and I encourage you to also work on in terms of not having entitlement mentality. So you know what, I don't want to have to say the podcast all over again. I believe it has helped you in some way or some form. I hope that the reason why you tuned in to this podcast has naturalized in a positive way. And if you want to leave a message or say anything, feel free to go to our Instagram page. That is @thebigjuma_. Click the link in our bio and click on leave a voice message, and then you'll be directed to a link whereby you can easily leave a voice message. I'll be happy to listen and answer and also share with the audience if you do not mind people listening to what you have to say. So thank you for tuning in. You know, till next week, subscribe to this podcast if you haven't. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @thefisayo, thefisayo. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Go to my blog, www.thefisayo.com. What else? Yeah, just, you know, feel free to stalk me. Anyways, yeah, that's it for today. See you next week. Do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.